Rise and shine.
Good morning.
Hey.
If that "As I Lay Dying" didn't wake you up or make you want to punch things, I don't know what else will.
Yeah, same. It mostly made me angry.
Yeah. Why are you yelling at me? It's 6:06 in the morning.
I can't do this.
And welcome. It's Static Radio.
That's what we are. Steve-O and Mitch.
That's true.
That's us.
That would be who we are.
I'm surprised we know right now.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was really relaxing. Yeah. I didn't do anything. More importantly, how was yours? You look like you had the most productive weekend in the world.
Really?
Well, like, you guys, I don't know, when you are on Instagram and posting things, it's like, oh, wow, they're doing things.
Let's see. We went and decorated cookies at a place I can't say because we're non-com.
And I feel like that took forever, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what was great is we went to this place, and I guess they do workshops every weekend, where, you know, you can bring your kiddos and you can hang out. And this weekend was Marvel cookies, decorated Marvel cookie.
Ah.
So they started decorating a cookie. We actually had a lady come over and say, hey, I want to buy 2 more cookies, but I want these guys to decorate them. It was great.
That's cool.
So that's on the list of things we did. We did a lot. You're right. Static.
And that's Esmeralda Gurky.
Hey,
wow,
Matthew.
You are up so early. Oh, school? Is it school time?
Yep, it starts again.
There you go.
Wow.
Are you excited?
Yeah. Oh, kind of. I got myself a new pair of Vans just the other day.
That's good. It's great.
So how you doing, Mitch?
We're awake. Well, sort of. No SOPO yet, so.
Well, once you get your SOPO, you should be up and ready.
True.
You're so encouraging.
Well, guys, you guys might not know this, but my cousin, she's been working for the Calvary for 7 years.
The Calvary.
The Calvary for 7 years.
That's 7 years of heaven knows what.
Right on.
How you doing, Steve-O?
Dude, can't complain, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, my goodness.
Is this going to be like a regular thing now, 6 a.m.?
It should be. The only thing this morning is that my... Well, you guys might know this person or not. His name is Larry Madrid with the transit office. He is said they sent my paperwork late, so now today I do not have bus service.
Oh.
And now my mom has to bring me.
That's crazy.
Sorry for your mom.
Yeah, my sister has to go to school at Paint Sky, and it starts at like, well, they start at like, 9 a.m.
Man.
It's kind of hard, you know. Larry Madrid does not know that how hard this is living up here. Why doesn't he just swap places with us and see how it is?
Right?
Hard life.
First world problems.
I know.
Oh my gosh, Steve. What item would you recommend for me over at the Solomon's?
Parchments?
No, Solomon's porch.
Did you say album?
Drink?
Or drink?
A beverage. Oh, something else. Maybe, because my mom might be going by there.
Captain Americano.
Captain Americano. And
there it is.
She said about the breakfast burritos.
Oh, yeah. They're called Stevers.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, Steve, if you don't mind, I'd like to say good morning to my best friends. Good morning to Sean Siegler out there. Hope you're listening in. And wake up.
I love that you just have the ability to take over. You're just so good at that.
You just did a shout-out on our show.
We don't even do shout-outs on our show.
Well, maybe later. See if you can play me some more Amberlin.
All right, more Amberlin. We'll play some of that for Matthew from Albuquerque.
Have a great first day.
Yeah, great first day. Oh. We've got mail.
Did you hear that? Oh, yeah. Not on mute.
So,
that's what it was.
I just want to thank Matthew from Albuquerque for calling in. And to all our 6 a.m. listeners, welcome.
That's Matthew.
To Matthew. He is he's an interesting fellow.
Yeah.
He has school, so now he's going to be calling a couple hours earlier
than
he normally
so much
calls
sense
in
now.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that first day of school...
Is it today?
Yeah.
Isn't it really the first day of school for people?
But you know what? When I was in school, back in the day. School always started on a weird day. It was never Monday.
No, it was always like Thursday.
Yeah, and we're like, okay.
So we go for 2 days and then...
Which made sense because there was never any homework. It was always just get used to your classes and go home.
Yeah, so for everybody who took the summer off, welcome. It's Steve-O and Mitch in the morning, and this is your morning show.
Yes.
And we've been doing this for some months now.
for a few months. So
welcome.
If you're new...
Sup?
Say,
how's it going?
Yeah, I just
would like to get to know you.
Gonna hang out with you. What? Oh, look at this service.
Oh, with a smile. Girl.
He doesn't like sweet and low.
I don't like, yeah, I gotta have coffee black.
Me too.
I really do.
But thank you.
I can't have anything in it.
This is amazing.
You're the man. Steve Ryman, everybody.
Waking up.
He's trying to make us wake up.
Okay, we'll see.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
That means you need this.
Yeah.
Some Carol Hood for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Thrice Moving Mountains. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to Monday. Steve-O and Mitch. It is a new day.
It is.
Time to rise and shine and just reevaluate your life.
Where are you going? No. What have you done with your life? How old are you? Oh.
I know. It's day one of school for a lot of people this morning, actually. So
yeah.
They're gearing up for a new year.
You know what? When I went to school, I was always just hoping people just saw me as a completely different person on the first day every year. I'm like, I got new shoes. I got new clothes. I've never worn this stuff before.
I'm brand new being.
I got a haircut.
Nice.
I'm wearing my eyeliner different today. Did you notice?
I'm completely... My past does not define me.
I got up 3 hours before I was supposed to be here so I could get ready.
That's so awesome.
And then the next day, I was done. I was like,
you're back to normal.
Back to normal.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
So we want to make that change.
I do know, yeah. We want people to think that we're something or not, which is why we like always post random pictures on like Instagram and Facebook of us always doing something.
Hey.
Not you specifically.
Whatever. You came in and the first thing you said was, wow, you were really busy this weekend. You were active.
But because you're actually posting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Because I was actually doing something worth posting.
Exactly.
I feel like these days we just post anything and everything on
our... I found out what the secret is. The secret is that you go somewhere... That you go somewhere to like the beach or to an amusement park. You take a bunch of pictures of doing random things, riding the rides,
right.
Swimming in the ocean, and then you don't post them right away.
Yeah,
you post them like throughout the next month
so that people think you have an interesting life always.
Right.
You know who always has an interesting life? Pastor Levi Lesko.
He does.
He's like, oh, I tried surfing da 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 this weekend for the first time. Oh, check it out, I'm on a boat.
Like how did you get that?
That's awesome.
That's so fun.
I love his photos.
Yeah, they're always really good.
He never has dull photos.
Yeah, that's what I appreciate that too.
Good dude right there.
Yeah.
So you can catch him every single Sunday night, part of Static U, which if you have not been with us for the summer, bro!
For real?
You missed out.
For real.
What's up?
Yeah.
Sup, bro?
Sup, bro.
So, yeah. And so there you go, talking about Instagram. And dude, I had a crazy weekend, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to go back through my Instagram so I can be like, what did I do this weekend?
Well, because I saw the cookie decorating.
Yep.
Which was, it sounds lame when they say cookie decorating.
Award-winning cookie decorators, my sons.
Did they win awards, really?
I don't know. They were the best of the best.
I saw, yeah.
They were the best.
I saw those.
The best. I posted four cookies. Photos all weekend, Mitch. Four.
But you,
really? I was so
as
active.
Opposed to your zero.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I went and had breakfast early with the fam, and then we went out and decorated stuff and stuff.
See, but here's what happened every time I saw a photo. Oh, I want to go out for breakfast.
Nah.
And then,
I'll go decorate cookies.
What? They didn't even tell me.
Sorry. Saturday evening, I didn't post anything, but a good friend of ours, his name's Kenny.
Yeah.
Him and his wife, Beth, they moved her from South Carolina. They're really cool. I kid you not. They are neighbors to my sister, and they're like, I want to be a light in this neighborhood. I'm like, oh, wow, you're so much cooler than me, because I'm like, I don't want to talk to my neighbors. I'm going inside.
Story of my life.
Right? So check out what they did. They called, and they were like, hey, man, God's really put this on our heart. We want to be a light to our neighbors. We just feel like there's some darkness in this neighborhood, and these people are like suffering and just dealing with a lot of junk, and that ought not be the case, because God is good, man. And we're like, yeah, man, okay, what's up? You know, and he's like, you should bring your guitar and come over. We're like, okay. All right. So we did. And we ended up sitting in his garage and just rocking worship songs, like, for a long time.
Yeah.
My fingers hurt. I mean, it was like, so what do you guys want to do next? I'm like, I want to go home because my fingers hurt.
I'm going to go soak my fingers.
I'm sorry. I love Jesus, too. I'm sorry. My fingers hurt. You know what I mean? It's like... They could have gone all night.
Yeah.
And but we sang songs and some neighbors kept like walking out because we were in the garage with the garage door open. Just like
and that's like a crazy acoustic.
Yeah. Hey neighbors.
It's like you're an amphitheater for the entire neighborhood.
Playing some worship. Woo! And so it was cool though. We just hung out and neighbors were like walking dogs. Like what is going on over? Hey, you want to come join it? No. Okay. Keep walking. Nice dog. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Sometimes I just sing out like from my room, and I hope that's enough.
That's hilarious.
With the window open.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was cool.
They can hear me singing about God.
Yeah. So that's what we did. That's what we did.
That is really cool.
And then Jack saved up all of his money.
Ah, is that what he was saving for?
So here we went through, Financial Peace University with Dave Ramsey, and it's like, hey, your kids, they got to have jobs. You can't give them allowance because that means it's like, the government? And you're just like lazily giving them money for nothing?
Yeah.
It was like, no, I'm not. I'm going to do something. So they have jobs and they get paid according to their jobs. And if they don't do their job, they don't get paid.
Right.
So, Jack's been saving up because they have goals and like, all right, what do you want to save up for? I want to save up for the Lego Batcave. That thing's like $90. And I'm like, man, that's going to take you forever.
Yeah.
Because they get $5 a week, but a buck of that goes to their tithes every
week.
You know what I mean? So it's like.
So $4.
So $4, that's a lot of weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like that's 20 weeks.
Yeah.
22. Yeah.
And so I got an email yesterday. It was like, blunk, sale at this toy store. $15 off Lego sets, $50 or more.
And so he was like, there.
Hey, Jack. Hey, look what I got. It's all yours. So he went crazy and went and got it. And it was like the biggest Lego set he's ever seen. And the box was like bigger than him.
Yeah.
That literally was Sunday.
Gone.
Church was done. Picked up the Lego set. Went home. And then like 9 p.m. last night, he was like, I did it! And he wouldn't let anybody help him. Like, I got to kind of help put stickers on, you know, and then just kind of stare at him. And that was it. He did the whole thing, and it was like this monstrous bat cave of doom made of Legos.
That's so cool.
It was great.
I can never save up for something like that.
I can't either.
As a child, I remember being 9 years old. I wanted a pony. And the thing is,
really?
It was possible. I could have gotten one.
Oh, because you lived in the mountains.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, I had to save up. And I only got 50-cent pieces.
And so
I started saving them up. I got to like $14.
That's still pretty good.
In 50-cent pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the snow cone lady started coming to summer recreation.
Right.
And so I got a lot of snow cones that summer.
See, here's what you do. Here's what you do as a grown-up. Because here's what we do with our child. They have a tithe jar, so they put their tithes in one jar. They have a spending jar, and that's for like frivolous things, like if you want ice cream, if you want whatever, hey, gum, candy at the store, like stupid little toys, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's your spending jar.
Oh, okay.
Then you have a savings jar, and you have a goal. What are you saving towards? So that's what you got to do, Mitch.
But here's the thing with a savings jar. Eventually, there's so much money in the savings jar that you're just like, could just spend that.
Right. They do that all the time. That's why they have parents who say, no. Remember, that's your goal. Because Luke, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He has like, you know, he'll get up. Can I count my money? And it's like, yeah, but I don't know what good that's going to do. You know, you need 50. Okay. I got $27. I have $27. Can we go to GameStop? No, we cannot go to GameStop. You have a goal. If you wanted to just spend that, you should have put that in the spending jar. So they have to decide what jar
right
it's going to go into right away. Yeah.
Man.
We're not like the bank where you can just switch it around all the time.
Oh, you want to transfer 17 times? Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're going to charge you a fee every time. That's what I should start doing.
There you go.
That's what I should start doing. Let them transfer
and
it.
And you should start having... Oh, you know what else you should start doing?
How awful banks
interest.
Are. No.
No, you give interest. Because remember, if you keep
if
it in...
save.
If they keep it in there long enough.
I'm not a bank. I'm not a bank.
You're now a bank.
This is old school.
Oh, yeah.
There's no bank.
You're not a bank. You're just helping them.
I'm just helping them save future. And do things in life. I don't know. Probably.
Why can't you just let them be kids?
Oh,
just kidding.
Man.
Just kidding.
Because I don't want them to be spoiled and worthless.
No,
it's
a great
idea. I feel
like
they should actually work for something.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay, good.
Allowance. I was so mad at everybody who got allowance. I never got allowance. I had to work for that 50-cent piece.
That's good, though, because you're a harder worker than most people.
Am I?
Yeah. You do good stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's why you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take compliments right now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You do all the prep for the morning show.
I do.
Which is why we've been talking about so many stories this morning.
We want to talk about a story. We can talk about a story. What? I have stories.
Okay. We'll talk about stories coming up. Also, a reminder, Cover to Cover, it is Monday. We do it every single Monday at 9 a.m. What do you want to hear this morning? We have an idea, a thought.
Yeah.
I liked that idea for Cover to Cover this week, but we want to know what you guys want to hear. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Cover to Cover coming up at 9. Coming right back. The Olympics are over.
Woo!
We don't have to talk about them anymore.
I'm so happy, but I'm going to anyway.
Exactly. Lots to talk about. Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
Yep. Well, that would be a culture shock.
That didn't put you to sleep. That really made me tired.
See, and it got me excited. Sufjan Stevens, Culture Shock.
Well, yeah.
With a chorus that says, I did everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know. I got like warm fuzzies.
Ah.
Got me all happy.
There you go.
He did, didn't he? Not Sufjan.
Not specifically him.
Speaking specifically of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. That while we were yet sinners, he died for our sins. That makes me feel good.
Yes.
That's a thankful thing.
Oh, man.
I was reading Romans this morning and just reminded of that. You know, Paul like crying out, oh, wretched man that I am, who will save me, you know? And that reminder that there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus because we're redeemed. Those of us who, you know, trust in, cling to, believe in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I'm excited.
That's really good.
And he died for everyone. Which, you know.
Everyone.
Yeah. But not just you, but for the sins of the whole world.
Yeah, well, the thing is, out of everyone in this world, I know myself the best.
Yeah.
And so I know that I kind of suck.
You know what's crazy is out of everyone in the world, you still don't know yourself as well as God knows
exactly.
You. Exactly. That's what Ravi said in the book I read this weekend.
Really? Yeah, really. I read that too.
That bummed me out and made me excited all at the same time. Because I'm like, no, dude, that's good. That's true.
And what's scary is that what I do know of myself, I'm still like, ooh, maybe.
Well, I think that's what Paul's talking about in Romans. I constantly, where I go, Romans 6, 7, 8, 9, I usually kind of just go through that gamut there, especially in times of hardship where I'm struggling or dealing with something like that, or looking at myself in the mirror and realizing that I'm not as pretty and as shiny as I'd like to believe I am at times, you know? And then that reminder that it's okay because, man, it's not about me. It's about what Christ did for me.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Join into the conversation at mystaticradio.com under Culture Shock. We do it every single hour. We play a Culture Shock. We hang out. We talk about the lyrics, what it means to you, and some cool discussions going on at mystaticradio.com. So get there. Check it out. So, I want to talk about something real quick.
Okay.
The sun.
There it is.
We were broadcasting live in Moriarty this last week, and I got a little too much sun.
Yeah, you got a good taste of what it really feels like.
Dude, it's like 2 miles from the sun there in Moriarty.
I didn't even get burned. I think my skin is just used to it.
Nobody told me.
I forgot.
I was like lobster red.
I forgot about the wind there, but the sun was really close.
Yeah, dude. Well, could have used this. A Swedish company called Intelligo?
I don't know.
Intelligo Technology is what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
They're set to commercialize a special wristband, much like the kind wrapped around your wrist at concerts and music festivals, that can alert its wearer when it's time to get out of the sun.
What?
So as to avoid burning or potentially carcinogenic sun damage. Yeah, the wristband works through an acid release agent that picks up UV light and a dye that responds to pH levels in the indicator. Starting out yellow, turning pink as exposure time goes on because different complexions can tolerate sun exposure more or less than one another. The wristbands will be offered in several different options of responsiveness. I would get the white one. You would get the brown one.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Oh. I was like, what? What the heck?
Because you're brown.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like really white. I burned after like 3 minutes of being in the sun.
I know.
It was awful. So commercialization and mass production are currently in the works for the disposable UV dosimeter. Why not?
Sure, yeah. That's how you say that word.
Yeah, yeah. They're projected to be available sometime next year, hopefully in time for summer, because seriously, bro.
I'm not getting one of those.
Why?
Because I don't want cancer.
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me? They
That's
use
why
the same
you
things.
Get one of those.
No, no. I've lived so far without it. And here's the thing. It has acid what on it?
An acid release agent that picks up UV light.
Right.
It doesn't have it, like, it doesn't put that in your skin.
Yeah, you don't know that. When you sweat and your pores are open.
How often do you talk on your cell phone?
Never.
Lies.
I never talk on my cell phone.
Where's your cell phone right now?
Underneath my left leg.
Yeah. Left leg's just got cancer.
That's okay. I don't have it yet.
How can you care so much about this, like, wristband that's not even out
because
yet?
Because it turns colors when I need to get out of the sun. That's so weird. No, whenever I stick a little pH strip into water to see if there's enough chlorine, that turns colors. That's what that is.
Right.
No!
What do you mean?
I'm never going to do that.
How is that going to cause cancer? You are so dumb.
It's going to cause cancer.
No, it is not.
Did you see I Am Legend? I'm not going through that. I am not going to be the last person.
Wait.
There was
I Am Legend was all about, like, vampires.
I know.
Where did cancer come into I Am Legend?
Because people tried to cure cancer, and that's what happened.
That's really?
It
that's
said
how
in the
they
beginning,
become?
They're on,
I don't know.
They're on a TV show, and they're like, yeah, I found this cure to cancer. Everyone's going to live. And then everyone dies, and then it's Will Smith.
So you think if we all get these wristbands,
there's gonna be
we're all
going
to turn into
vampires. Yeah. Exactly.
And you're going to be the last one because you didn't get a wristband.
I'm going to be the only one.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Then we are doomed.
Yeah. There's no hope. I saw the end of that movie.
I don't know where we were going with talking about these cool UV sun blocker thingies. And I was just trying to, you know.
Would you get one?
Did you see me in Moriarty? I turned into a lobster
here,
in the sun.
Next time any of us have to go to Moriarty, I will just give you some sunblock.
Yeah.
Sunblock. Which is probably just as bad as this stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, how come that doesn't cause... Everything causes cancer these days. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Did you put that in your coffee?
No, I didn't put that
in
my coffee.
Because sweet and low causes cancer.
Right, I know. That's why I don't drink diet anything.
There you go.
Because I'm afraid.
Everything. I can't drink bottled waters from the car if they've been sitting in the car.
Yeah, you stressed me out
apparently
over that.
That's how Sheryl Crow got cancer.
Yeah, I found a bottle of water in my room this weekend. And
don't drink it.
I didn't because I was afraid.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's been there, but I know it's just water. And
cancerous
I know my house...
bacteria in there.
Ugh. So I didn't drink it. So I poured it into my plant.
That's exactly what I do now. When I get home, I'm like, this bottle of water's been in here for days. The sun baked it in this plastic bottle. It's probably disgusting and bad for me. I'm going to put it on the vegetables that we're growing that we can eat later. So, sweet. Taking all that cancer stuff. All right, sweet man. I'll eat you later.
This one helps oxidize my house. Yeah. I'm going to pour it in my land.
So hilariously true.
Ah, love this song.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Five Iron Frenzy, rumor has it that they're going to be doing some shows when they finally stop arguing amongst themselves.
Oh my god!
So, yeah.
Rumor has it. I don't know if it's going to be here though.
Yeah, never know. Latest from Five Iron Frenzy for you right now. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Construction, San Antonio, Wyoming, as well as there's a stalled vehicle northbound I-25 at Comanche. And if you have to be at work in 15 minutes and you haven't left yet, you're going to be late because there's school zones everywhere.
Everywhere. Be
and
careful.
You have to go like 10 to 15 miles per hour. And you can't speed because there's cops everywhere too. So watch out for school zones. And that's
school
your look at traffic.
Is back.
It is.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, Rockin' Burrows. Coffee, parfaits, breakfast, lunch.
Good stuff.
Every day. Yeah. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And welcome to the show.
Howdy ho.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Hey, speaking of TV shows.
Yeah?
I've got something for you.
Wait. Okay, I get it.
Because you just referenced a TV
Howdy
show.
Ho.
Yes, exactly.
That one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not the TV show we're talking about, though.
No.
I don't even know if you're old enough to remember this, which makes me sad that I have to say this.
It's okay.
Do you remember Alf?
I remember the movie that Jude Law made, and he was in, it was called Alf. Or is that called Alfie?
Alfie.
Dang
no.
it. I didn't even see it either. I'm sorry. Can I see a picture? Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah. I remember.
This guy.
Yeah. I remember that guy. But as a kid, if we ever watched reruns or regular shows, they were never what they were called. So Home Improvement was Tool Time. Full House
what?
Was... Yeah. Full House was I Want to Watch Michelle or Uncle Jesse.
Okay. What was he? Him? I want to watch the alien that ate cats.
This looks like Dinosaur Dude to me. Because then they had that
dinosaur
show.
Dinosaur Dude?
See, to me, I don't know. I was in.
Oh, you remember dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. I remember dinosaurs, but that would have qualified as one of the dinosaurs because that's what he looked like
no,
to me.
No, dude. Alf was completely different. He was actually a puppet, for those that don't remember Alf. Now I feel really sad.
Why?
I am the old man now.
Well,
oh.
Now. It's been like that for like 2 months.
Somebody who... Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Mitch.
Yeah. Hey.
ALF is an acronym.
Yep.
Always late for... They didn't finish it.
Alien life form. Oh,
gross. I can't watch that movie or show.
Why?
Because.
That's what he is.
Aliens. I had a dream one time.
That's what he looks like. If all aliens looked like Alf, we would be okay with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. You're right. And
yeah.
He looked as welcoming and happy as he did.
Except he eats your cats.
Because
that's what they ate on their planet or something like that. I can't remember.
Why were cats there?
I barely remember the show. I just remember being a little kid and Alf was hilarious to me. He was a puppet operated and voiced by Paul Fusco.
Okay.
Who is still around, thankfully, because they are actually working on a film version of the 1980s TV
Ooh.
Show, which I'm really excited about.
You know, and they didn't disappoint. So I'm saying puppet-wise, because yeah. I really enjoyed the latest Muppet movie.
Yeah.
That was really good.
It was awesome, right?
So maybe they're making a comeback, and this is going to be really awesome.
I feel like the 80s are all around making a comeback because half the TV shows my kids watch are remakes of shows I watched when I was a kid.
Right.
Looking at Transformers, G.I. Joe,
mm-hmm.
Thundercats is back.
Yeah, I remember Thundercats because that was yeah. always on rerun when I was young.
These are all like new ones though. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I have my ABCs of 80s TV shows that I'd like to see made into movies.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, I've worked on this.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Alien Nation.
Uh-huh.
A. Battlestar Galactica.
Okay, feel like they've done
didn't
that.
Didn't they do that?
A movie?
Sort of.
Yeah, it wasn't like...
No,
made for
no,
TV movie.
No, big screen. You're okay. talking big screen, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Cheers.
Okay.
What would
and
that
I actually did a D.
Dallas?
And no,
Dynasty.
No. No, and you can actually bring back the actor who was famous in this series. You could, like... Do like kind of where are they now and make it like they're older duh. And what they're doing now? Doogie Howser.
Doogie Howser. Don't know that he'd ever go back to that.
No, but you could make it. He's obviously very funny.
Yeah.
No E's?
I could.
What do you have for E?
ER?
So wait, is that an 80s show?
Nah.
Doesn't have to be.
Nah. Friends?
Friends? But, like, okay, all of these Cheers, Friends, what would the, like, whole plot be? Because they didn't
exactly.
do anything. They just,
exactly.
They just dated people.
Which is why I'm wondering how these shows are going to go. I don't know. Is that all you got?
I have one for almost every letter of the alphabet.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's G?
I'd probably say, like, Greatest American Hero.
Okay.
Gladiator. Oh, wait.
I told you I have one for nearly every letter of the alphabet.
Okay. Oh, no, okay. Yeah, keep going.
H.
Hogan's Heroes.
No, Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues. I?
In the Heat of the Night. Only that was already a movie that was made into a TV show.
So a better movie? J. Justified.
Well, that would be like
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
That's what I want to see made into a movie. No, Judge Judy.
If you're sticking with the 80s, that would be that would be Jake and the Fat Man.
Ah, don't remember that one.
Nope. Judge Jake.
K would be Knight Rider, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be that or Kate and Allie.
L.
No, Knight Rider.
Lemur. I think that's a P.
No, L would have to be L.A. Law.
L.A. Law.
Okay. M.
Magnum PI. Duh.
Obviously.
Of course.
Which means N would obviously be Night Court.
I don't know what that is.
N would be Night Court?
Night Court? You don't remember Night Court? Night
Court. Why would you do Night Court when you could get Bob Newhart to do a movie?
Who?
Bob Newhart?
Newhart.
Bob Hoohart.
Are you kidding me?
Hoohart?
I don't know. Yeah. No, I remember him. He was really old and in ER and he died. It was sad.
So, like I said, I worked.
What's O? You might as well just go through the alphabet. You're already to N.
Okay. Otherworld.
What? Never heard of it.
P.
Private Benjamin? But that was already a movie.
That was a movie.
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster.
Q.
Quantum Leap.
Oh, oh wow. Cars.
R.
Gosh. Roseanne.
Yes. S. Seinfeld. T.
What? Oh, S. Seinfeld. I'm like, what?
Oh, S. T. T.J. Hooker.
Okay.
Or 30-something. I don't know.
You under...
Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Wow.
Huh? Devo's right.
Robert Stack.
Are you guys on the same website?
No.
No. You're on the website?
You're on the website?
You're cheating.
Yeah, that is so cheating. Man. I just remember Unsolved Mysteries because that was the best voice in the universe. Robert Stack.
I don't know.
Unsolved Mysteries? And then it was like...
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. But the thing is, I really do...
What's V? V. Probably V.
V.
I'm thinking V is V.
Voyager.
No, V. Come on. Oh,
but Voyager, V has isn't to be that V. Like Star Trek?
Could you do Voyager?
No. V.
Then Voyagers.
No, V. I'm talking about the show V, not the letter.
Oh,
V.
Oh, the 80s. Yeah.
The show was called V.
Was that an 80s? Was that 80s or 90s?
Absolutely 80s. And then they remade it.
Yeah.
W. Wall Street Blues. No, that was
Webster. Webster or The Wonder Years?
Webster as a film. Oh,
what about
man.
The Wonder Years? You get Fred Savage? Yeah. You could be the dad?
X-Files.
Yeah. Good job, you.
Yes.
You just ruined X. Was that X?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only television show in the history that started with X.
That's why I was like, X.
Why?
Well, okay, this was another one that was a movie first.
Oh.
The Young Writers.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what the movie The Young Writers is?
No. Is there someone famous in it?
Emilio Estevez. Sutherland was in it. Mm-mm. Kiefer Sutherland was in it. Mm-mm. And who's the guy that does the officer in a movie thing on TV now?
What?
Officer in a movie type thing?
Yeah.
What?
He played Richie Valens in La Bamba.
Oh, yeah, he's what's his name?
I don't know what his real name is.
Dude! Blue Diamond Phillips.
Actually, I think Charlie Sheen was in Young Riders, too, with Emilio Estevez.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a phone call. Static!
Hello!
Hello!
Hey, are you talking about Lou Diamond Phillips?
Yeah, Lou Diamond Phillips!
Are you on a different planet?
Dude, and that's freaking Young Guns!
Yeah.
Not Young Riders.
No, Young Riders, I think, was actually a show. Or something.
And you saw the same people?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, Pool Boy's right. I'm wrong.
Oh, it was Young Guns? Oh, okay. Apparently, you're right.
I know it's not an 80s, but, dude, I just got to go with Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Way better than a Seinfeld movie.
Yes.
I would rather see that.
Every episode of that show, man. Every single one.
Yeah. I'm saddened that you've seen them all because I think of like the later years when they were like working at a beach house or something and it was like...
Yeah, those were pretty whack, but I've seen them.
Terrible. at least that's what I've heard. I never saw it myself.
Right, you know of course.
Yeah, right.
Dude, Zach Morris for the win!
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
Love you.
Love you, too. Later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about TV shows that we'd like to see as movies. ALF actually coming back as a movie.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
That's going to be good.
Okay, we're almost through Stever's list.
What's Z?
No, what was Y? Because Young Riders... Is Young Riders a show?
I don't know. He's not listening.
Are you gone? Did you leave us?
I guess we could look it up.
Why would he do that to us?
Do you know any... Z.
We didn't even get why.
Oh,
TV shows. You can't do that on television. Remember that show?
No.
You.
Man, this is lame.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
You
smarter than a fifth grader? Hey.
Obviously not, since you can't.
You smarter than a fifth grader?
Can't talk in complete sentences.
We need a TV show for Y and Z.
Why?
Z is obviously Xena.
Wrong.
No, obviously.
No.
Yeah, Xena. Xena Warrior Princess.
Doesn't it start with an X?
No! No, it starts with a Z. Xena.
Right?
Right?
Xylophone.
We need a Z so we can please move on.
No.
Z.
No. Z. Z. What the heck? TV shows.
515-338-3700.
We're really having a hard time.
Yeah. Need some help.
Shows. Starts with Y. Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
So here's the deal. Alf from the 80s, alien life form. Hey! That's what he did. That was his thing. And he ate cats. Or at least he tried to. He was always like trying to eat the cat. I don't remember. I was a little dude. Oh, Yogi Bear! There he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a stalled vehicle on I-25 at Comanche, as well as crazy school zones, first day of school, so watch out for those, because they're like 10 to 15 miles per hour, and if you're caught speeding, it's pretty hefty fine, and then you could hit kids as well.
I'm like, or the fact that there are kids walking everywhere.
Kids walking everywhere, watch out for them, because they're not going to watch out for you. Amen. I'm just kidding. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I feel like we need to give those guys a call.
Can I just say hello?
It's breakfast time.
Yay!
Are you excited or
I'm
what?
I'm really excited.
Which, by the way,
Solomon's Porch, this is Josh. How can I help you?
Josh!
Hello.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
So what's going on?
Nothing much. You're just open.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You guys want your usual?
Well, you know, we do, but I'm thinking, do you guys have parfaits today?
No, we don't.
Do you have breakfast burritos?
Yeah, we have breakfast burritos.
All right. I'm just asking.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's a lot of people heading out to work right now that are probably like, dude, I need to get a quick fix. I need some breakfast. Good morning.
Hey.
7:37 now.
Already.
Happy Monday.
Welcome back to school.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just glad I don't have to fight that traffic.
Yeah. See? Hey, there you go. The perks of getting up way too early in the morning. Woo!
It's good stuff.
Party time!
Rock Lobster? Why is this song playing?
I don't know. Why not?
It's fun?
Because it's fun and it's Monday and I feel like a rock lobster because I got super sunburned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't warn you. I feel like this is my fault. I should have known. But I guess I just didn't think about it.
If only I had prepared by tanning a lot. No?
Gross.
That's pretty nasty. Remember Tanning Mom? Tanning Mom?
She looked like an old piece of leather.
Yeah, yeah. Good news.
Yeah?
Tan Mom says that in the latest issue of In Touch, by the way.
Oh, good.
She had an announcement. She's accepted the magazine's challenge to stay out of UV rays, real or artificial, for an entire month.
That's so good.
Yes.
I just want her to look normal. That's all I want.
Yeah, but here's some side notes. She's still going to use Jergens self-tanner.
Ew.
Yeah. Dude, she was tanning 4 or 5 times a week. She wouldn't say she's addicted, but she says she's had moments where she feels like she needs to be tanned.
So she's addicted.
And now that she's not tanning, she says, I feel weird and pale.
Really?
Yeah.
But she doesn't look like it.
No, she's still weird. Maybe not pale. I don't know.
Not pale.
So tan,
that's,
Mom.
That's good to know.
Off on a side tangent. Sorry about that.
Tanning.
We're talking about Elf.
Yeah.
Alf.
Alf.
Alf, not Elf. Alf, 80s TV show. He was a little puppet dude, and he always tried to eat their cat.
Cats, apparently.
Alien life form. He was from outer space. rumor has it, and it's been confirmed, they are currently working on a feature film of Alf.
Which is going to be interesting.
Yeah, so we asked the question, what TV show do you want to see made into a movie? Because it seems like that's the trend right now. A-Team, Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Tons of TV shows being made into live-action movies.
Lone Ranger's taking forever, though.
Well, yeah, that's because it was like budget cuts, and then it was like, I don't like the story, let's redo the story.
And then they went way over budget.
Yeah.
Their original budget was like $250 million.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, we can't do that. And then they went way over anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's taking forever. So
what do you want to see?
What do you want to see made into a movie?
Yeah.
Robert says, How I Met Your Mother, because then actually they'd actually get to see who the mother is.
Yeah. I've never seen that show, but that's all I keep hearing about.
Yeah. Jed again says Boy Meets World. Thebe says Burn Notice.
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Jason says Viper.
Okay.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
They made a movie out of that in the 90s. It was terrible.
I'm with Chrissy on this one. Chrissy says Lost. And she says, since I still have no idea what half of the show was about. Right? The polar bears. I don't know what...
It's because...
Did they bring them with them and they were just on the plane? We didn't know.
Let me educate you, Mitch. Okay. It's because, like, remember when Benjamin Linus was, like, on the island, and then all of a sudden...
He was, like, in fur.
He was in fur, and he was, like, on the ice planet of Hoth from The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
remember that?
I remember that. And I remember thinking, wait, are they ever going to explain that?
So what happened was those tricky polar bears, they just got into everything in the Arctic. And... got into the Dharma Initiative Arctic stuff, and they zapped themselves to the island, of course.
Of course.
So that's why there were polar bears.
Like, I just remembered that they were, like, for a while, they're in real time, and then all of a sudden they're back in the 70s.
Yeah!
Like, wait, you didn't explain that, sir!
You see, that's because, Mitch, I've got nothing.
That's because...
I agree.
That's because
I agree.
They switched writers in, like, the fourth and fifth season, and things got crazy, and now we need to know. So, yes, I agree with Lost. That would be amazing, because maybe I'd get it.
The whole 2 hours would literally just be, okay, so remember that time where that happened? This is why.
A two-hour commentary.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Explaining everything.
Yeah. The whole audience would be like, oh.
Yeah, because remember, like, random episodes where they have, like, the shark with, like, ooh, he's got a Dharma Initiative tattoo.
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
This means that there was a society called the Dharma Initiative, and then they aren't existing anymore.
Or what about little Walt? How all of a sudden he was, like, a foot taller and he was a ghost?
Yeah, what the heck?
I don't know.
And, like, because he always appeared, and it was really awkward watching Walt grow up.
Jacob and the Smoke Monster were brothers and stuff.
Yeah, but that was
kind of answered.
Kind of.
Because then there was, like, the light in the...
In the dark.
Oh, in, like, the...
But what was the Smoke Monster's name? Jacob's brother?
Jumanji.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Their parents were going for the whole J names. And so they had Jacob first, and they're like, Jacob! And then they were like,
when I saw it, I was like, Jack. So is his name Esau?
Jack's already on the island, so I can't do Jack. Jaju. There's a lot of animals on this island. Jumanji. Jacob and Jumanji.
The end.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd like to see that into a movie. Jennifer says Grimm.
Okay.
With two M's. Have you ever heard of it?
It's like a fairy tale.
Grimm.
He's a Grimm, and there's like, I don't know. My wife watched it. No, I fall asleep to it every time.
Grimm,
not
they
lie.
Used to have those stories where it's like, they used to have the stories where it was like the real version.
Yes.
Of.
Yes. Fairy tales.
Fairy tales.
Yes.
So is that what it is?
Kind of.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at Paul Gallegos, who says a TV show he would love to see made into a movie. Good Morning America. Fantastic movie. Who wouldn't want to see Good Morning America made into a movie?
With all those stars that visit,
yeah!
Of course, all the fans outside.
I mean, come on.
I'd definitely be an extra in that.
Yeah, yeah. No, Grimm, my wife watches it. I've tried. I tried so hard.
I think I'd like
we
it.
We never finished the first season. It's like, ooh, this is an episode, and it's like, there's crazy people. Oh, no, it's the three bears, and this is Goldilocks and stuff.
You know
I don't know.
You know what? Maybe let's not pick like a good series, but something that you're like, this would be better as a movie.
Right.
Like they just canceled, not just, but a while ago, and I just found out about it more. Like the show Awake.
Yeah!
That sounded amazing!
You know what? You're right. And maybe that's what it is. They needed to have made that into a movie.
Yeah.
Because that show was fantastic to start off, and then it was like, oh, they're canceling it. I'm not going to finish this.
That's such a disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a disappointment. So that would be a great movie.
So Alf from the 80s.
Yeah.
Alien life form being made into a feature film. What TV show would you like to see made into a movie? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Rachel says Blossom or Small Wonder. And I never really watched Blossom.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I just remember
it was
Joey.
Just before me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Remember, uh-huh. Yeah. That's like all I remember from
the Lawrence
that show.
Brothers.
Yeah. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I don't know. I gave you a huge list earlier, but.
Yeah.
I have one.
Oh, okay.
Superbook?
Wasn't that the one where.
Big Book?
That was the robot. And all of a sudden it was like, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Hey, look, Jesus.
No.
Yep.
I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry.
Hey, look, Jesus.
People are going to get bumped out. I thought it was like the most terrible cartoon in the universe. Yeah, but it was like this little boy and this little girl. And it was like, hey, that's crazy. We're reading about the Bible. And then the robot would be like, let's go see it. And also it's like, boop, 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 boop. Hey. And then they're like, oh, cool. Jonah and the Whale.
That sounds like an equally as bad version of Dragon Tales.
Yeah. But then if you watched Back to the Future, you know that you're not supposed to get involved in the past because then they change things. Because then it's like, what if Jonah saw the robot and they're like, that guy's nose is flashing. And then his hand starts disappearing and he's playing guitar. It's really bad.
Yeah, no. his hand starts disappearing.
Yeah, like in Back to the Future. Because all of a sudden he's erased from existence.
You're like playing. He's like, I can't play. And it sounds awful. And then it's trying to change everything.
No idea what that cartoon was about. I just remember the blinky nose robot guy. And they were like, let's go back to Jesus's time. And so it was like, yeah, but you're wearing sneakers. People are going to freak out on you.
Dude, you can't wear shoes.
Yeah, I can't remember if they were invisible or not.
Or pants.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they did. That's freaked so everybody funny. Out.
Yeah. Daniel and or Ashley say psych.
Oh.
So
it's like the third person who said psych.
Well, I think it's a second. You just said psych so many times that you counted as another person.
Truth.
Jason says pretty much any early 90s syndicated TV. Oh, how I miss those shows. How about Thunder in Paradise?
Oh, man. Wasn't that a Hulk Hogan TV show?
I think so.
Wow.
Tim says, another person.
Psych. See?
Or perhaps Adventure Time. So everybody's like, Adventure Time is the best show ever.
Yeah.
Apparently I need to watch like an episode.
I can't imagine what kind of movie they would make out of that, but yeah. Yeah.
JD says, I'm stoked for the new episodes and film in the works for Arrested Development.
Never seen that show. I know me people are going to freak out. That's all I've ever heard. What? Oh, it's the funniest show. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Never seen it. I'm sorry.
Mike says they need to make a new Teen Wolf movie.
Yes, to erase the bad taste in everyone's mouth for the current Teen Wolf TV show on MTV. Yeah.
MTV.
I tried. We tried. Me and my wife tried. We were like,
you should have known.
All right.
MTV.
Let's try.
What good has come out of
Loved
MTV?
Loved Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf. All right, let's try this. It's awful.
Yeah.
No. It could be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
No, that's MTV. It sounds awful. What? Yeah. Okay, Dario was good. That's about it.
Syphil and Ollie. They could make a movie. Beavis and Butthead. They actually made a movie of Beavis and Butthead. And it was so bad.
It was really bad.
So bad.
As like a fourth grader, I saw it.
What?
I saw it.
Who are you?
More like, where was my mom?
You're a rebel, Dottie. A rebel.
Mary Lou has got it. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, man. These
I
are getting worse
that.
And worse and worse. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
You could start casting some of these.
Ooh.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Oh, come on.
See? Now you want to see it.
Now I want to see it.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Now I absolutely want to see it.
But then they have, like, the train. Like, what else is in Mr. Who else
the
is
trolley.
In
the trolley. The trolley.
Yeah, it was a trolley.
Yeah, and then Daniel, right?
Yeah.
Daniel was the little kitten thing. Wasn't that his name?
I don't know.
He was the little, and then the king guy? He was the king?
Yeah, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Wait, how did that ever happen? They all of a sudden they were puppets.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Okay, I don't remember. Static!
Yeah, I was just going to actually say a TV show that would be good as a movie.
Yeah, man.
I would say Supernatural.
I've never... My brother is crazy into that show.
I've never seen it.
Oh, man,
never
you got to check it out. It's great.
Yeah?
It's great. All yeah, right. It's got like seven seasons. You got to check it out.
Okay.
All right.
All right, man, thanks.
Later.
Yeah, that's my brother's favorite show. Like,
really?
He truly wanted to name a kid after one of the characters on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Kid you not.
Or what about...
so,
kid
I'm
you
serious.
Not.
He was adamant that I am not allowed to name my kids like Dean or something else because they're from the show. And he was like, no, that's taken. So we always go back and forth like when one of us are pregnant, you know, and or our wives.
Like,
so
you're not.
Chrissy being pregnant right now, it's like, okay, bro, these are the names that I call that you can't have right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
What about like, they've done this a few times. What about like games turned into movies?
Games?
Yeah.
Like what?
Video games.
Oh, I thought you meant like board games. I'm like
Monopoly? No. That'd be the longest, most boring movie. They'd have to make it into a drama.
It'd be 14 hours and finally
he's
it's like,
in jail
right,
again.
Look, you win. All right, I quit. This is a stupid game. I'm going to bed.
Why is he in jail again?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Kai Kai, also Copeland on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. That would be Paramore, Hallelujah. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Oh, why do dogs do that?
What do dogs do?
I just got a text from my lovely bride.
What'd
apparently,
you say?
The dog got into the trash last night.
My dog did that on Friday.
That. You should take out the trash every night. Ah!
See, I'm
a failure.
Okay, no, this is funny. I on Friday went to sleep before. I was like, "Hey, I call him Love, also known
the
as
dog?
My husband." No,
oh.
My husband.
I'm like, you call your dog Love?
Love? No,
hey, come here, Love.
So I said, Love, can you please take out the trash before we go to bed? And he didn't respond, so I should have known that he probably didn't hear me.
Which means he was asleep?
No, he was playing guitar.
Psh, how can you expect him? See, this is the problem right here.
Oh, my god!
This is the problem right here.
So that was so okay. So we went to sleep, woke up the next morning, and he has to leave. And so I go downstairs and I'm like, oh, trash everywhere. And I have two dogs. I put them outside and I go upstairs and I wake up like 2 hours later. I'm like, oh, by the way, there's a lot of trash downstairs that I didn't pick up because you didn't take out the trash. And so please, can you please fix that?
You're the worst.
I was blind. I didn't have my glasses on. I couldn't see anything. It just smelled terrible and I was not in the mood.
Awful.
And so I totally feel the pain.
Yeah, except I'm at work and my poor pregnant wife is at home with dog who got into the trash. That sucks.
But the dog had a great time. let's just remember the dog had a great night.
Yeah, but I woke up this morning. There wasn't trash everywhere.
Had a great morning.
If I had taken the trash out this morning before I... fail! Static.
Hey, guys. I think that there's a... Well, Mitch, this is more for you. You have to get a response from them.
Exactly!
No, I know.
You have to... Like, when I'm talking to my boyfriend, if he's playing video games or something that's distracting him, I will literally be like, babe. Babe.
Then throw something
out. I won't say anything else until he says yes.
Oh, no, but you can't let him like keep doing what he's doing, because even if like I tune into my wife when I'm playing video games and say, "Uh-huh." She knows like she has to have eye contact with me and
I've
have to
that with you.
Have paused
exactly.
The game or yeah.
Yeah, I totally know that, but sometimes I just don't
care
I just
enough?
Don't care enough to like get the response. And so usually I'm like, Hey, Kelly. Kelly. And he's like, what? I'm like, you could have just said what the first time.
Yeah.
And so I'm annoying. I can be really annoying.
Dude,
but
awesome.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder. I totally know I should have just been I should have gotten the response.
Or wait until he was like in front of you, like you guys were obviously going to bed.
No.
Yeah.
Because then I'm upstairs and he's upstairs and the trash is downstairs. Oh. That's so far.
Wow.
So
have
far.
A good morning, guys.
All right, you too. Thanks. Yeah, but how much time would it have taken to go back downstairs and take the trash out as opposed to having to go downstairs and clean up all the trash? That took so much longer.
I know.
Just saying.
I know, but it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. It could have.
It could have. You're right. I can't say it wouldn't have.
Or when you didn't get a response, you could have gone and taken the trash.
But here's the thing. I fell asleep. And so, because usually when I'm like, it's time for bed and I'm out.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you. Yeah. Why do we do that?
I don't.
Communication. It's kind of key.
It is. And sometimes, a lot of the time, I fail.
Yeah.
At making sure things are getting across.
Yeah.
Like.
You do.
I'm
just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I'll just stop talking.
No.
It's okay. Go ahead.
That's the problem with communication. See, you just shut down. Trying to help. No, nothing. TV shows, 80s.
Are you going to be nice?
Of course.
Okay.
Wow. So needy.
I'm a girl.
Poor Kelly.
Oh, come on. I'm pretty sure. Never mind.
So Alf, 80s TV show being made into a feature film for some reason. So we asked the question, what TV show would you like to see made into a movie?
Brian says, obviously Reading Rainbow. They did. It's called Star Trek.
No.
Wait, that's just the same
guy.
That's
just the dude.
And it was so confusing for me as a 7-year-old.
Because you're like, wait.
Too different.
And why does he have a weird, like,
thing over his eyes?
Yeah. That,
his headband is not on his hair.
That's all I thought it was, too. Yeah. Like a clippy thing that girls use to pull their hair back. I'm like, can he see through that? Like, I don't understand.
Why does he need that?
I don't know.
Marie says DuckTales.
Yes.
That'd be cool. Josiah says Invader Zim.
Okay.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Okay.
Once Upon a Time.
Which is like Grimm.
Oh, okay.
Those are the shows where it's like, ooh, Snow White in real life. And Grimm's like, Grimm, I think, is more...
the Grimm side of it.
Grimm is darker, I think. And it's more just, what's the word I'm looking for? It's random. It's just like an overview. It's not like, this is Hansel, this is Gretel, this is the...
They're just assuming you know who the
characters
are.
Yeah. So Big Bad Wolf is just, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I think Once
Story,
Upon a Time
it's not,
is like...
It's not character depth.
You're Cinderella, you're Snow White, you're... I've never seen them, so...
Oh, okay. I've been told that I need to watch Once Upon a Time because it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
But... I think the thing is, Once Upon a Time has been made into a movie. Many movies.
Right.
All Disney.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, but, ooh, you know what it is? Hmm. They have. It's called Enchanted.
Oh, boom! I love James Marsden. So good.
Okay.
He sings.
Is that Cyclops?
No.
Is that Cyclops?
I don't know who Cyclops is.
Cyclops.
Well, I know who Cyclops is. I don't know.
From X-Men.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's him.
Okay, good. Okay.
That took some real, like, some memory out of me. Yes, that's him. I forgot he was
all right.
That. Christopher says, what about a radio show? I'd say Static Radio topped the list of stellar movies.
Oh.
We'd be so boring.
That would be the worst movie ever.
We literally just sit back here, and whenever we start to say something funny, someone shuts us down because we have to save it for radio.
Pretty much. It'd be awful.
Yeah.
Static.
Even Stevens.
Oh. Hey. Okay.
Even Stevens. That's
that
what he
good.
Said.
Wow.
He said, Even Stevens.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf?
No clue.
Old Disney show.
Okay.
Yeah.
No clue. Paul Gagos, Wheel of Fortune.
Dude, I would be all about that.
I would be all about that movie because I love Wheel of Fortune.
Me too.
So I'm the best / worst at that because I get it like pretty quickly.
Me too.
And then I'm like, but I can't say anything.
Really?
So I gotta like wait. No, because my wife and kids like to play along too.
Oh, see, so like, I can't for everyone.
I can't say anything or I'm the worst because there'll be one letter. Bing. Got it. Totally got it.
You're like writing it down so you can prove it later.
I can't tell you because you're I'll make up stuff bad. Horse Mind of the Future. Totally had that one because of the R's.
Yeah.
Worst Mind in the Future.
See,
obviously,
the other day, meaning like 2 weeks ago, I had Wheel of Fortune on. Uh-huh. It reminds me of my childhood. TV dinners, sitting in front of the TV watching Wheel of Fortune.
Wow.
That
was your childhood?
just around 7 o'clock at night. That's about it. But I had a few friends over and they're all staring at it, like trying to figure it out. I glance at it, as I'm walking past it, say what it is. There's like three letters up and they're like, oh, come on. I'm like, oh, I got it.
I just start making up stuff.
No, I got it. I'm telling you. I get it right. Nice. I always get it right.
Why don't you go on that show and make a lot of money for us?
Because then I have to pay so many taxes
this
and that's
true.
Stressful.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that. It's kind of like the Olympics. Like, they win a gold, but they all have to pay out for that.
Dude, $8,700 if you win a gold medal was the taxes on that?
Yeah, not worth it.
Crazy.
I'll stay lazy, thank you.
Which, by the way, congratulations to the U.S. basketball team for winning the gold yesterday morning against Spain. I didn't know if they were going to pull it off, but they did.
It took me the course of 2 weeks to figure out that there was basketball in the Olympics.
There's a lot of games I had never seen before. Did you see the one where, like, girls were dancing and they had like a ball?
Yeah, what
and
the
they
heck
had to
was that?
Dance ball.
No, I don't really.
I don't know what it's called.
That is so weird.
There's a ton of dumb things in the Olympics that I was like, really? That is an Olympic sport, but you don't have like baseball up in there or hockey or, oh wait, hockey's winter. Yes, they do.
So there's a lot of Olympic sports. There's a lot of embarrassing moments that happen, but I just want you to know that the person who won 5 gold. How many did Michael Phelps win?
Total?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 19 or 20 in his career.
Not total.
Oh,
no,
you mean
just
this year?
This year, like 5, 6.
He wins the gold medal for most openness.
Yeah, because he admitted, he says, we do pee in the pool.
Yeah, there is a pee in that pool.
Yeah.
You know, normally it's the ool because there's no pee in the pool.
And he says, I don't know what it is about chlorine, but I get in and I just have to pee. Like, that's what he says. And he says, chlorine kills it, so it's not bad.
What's not awesome about this is now my children are going to think it's totally acceptable because they're like, dude, Michael Phelps does it.
But here, and guess what? He says,
gross!
The U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps says, I think everybody pees in the pool. It's kind of a normal thing to do for swimmers. When we're in the water for 2 hours, we don't really get out to go pee.
Oh, dude. That's disgusting.
But he justifies it by saying the chlorine kills it.
Static.
Right, peeing in the pool, that sounds amazing.
Do you pee in the pool?
No, I'm 28.
I think
apparently that doesn't mean anything because all
Phelps
these Olympic swimmers are saying, hey man, I pee in the pool.
Let me go ahead.
I'm not an Olympic.
Okay.
The 28-year-old swimming star, he is 28 as well.
Wow, yeah. Age has nothing to do with it.
That ball routine is part of rhythmic gymnastics.
Ah, rhythmic gymnastics.
It's out of control.
And you know the rhythm is going to get you. So
I know.
But here's the thing about those gymnastic things. Like, a kid could have come up with that.
Hey.
Yeah. It's like synchronized swimming. It's really boring.
Come on. But they're all, like, in sync with each other and stuff.
It's just a bunch of splashing around.
I know. Dude, don't, yeah. I feel you. That's why I'm all winter games. I'm winter.
Yeah, snowboarding.
Minus basketball. I loved watching the basketball yesterday, Spain and the U.S. for the gold. That was a great game. But other than that, it was like, okay, cool.
Did you see the handball?
Yeah, handball was cool.
Handball,
that was kind of cool.
That one looked cool.
It took me a whole week to try and figure out the rules, but I think I got it.
I didn't watch any of it, but I saw it looked cool.
Yeah.
I stopped watching after I saw a girl take a ball to the face.
Oh,
gosh.
Dude.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
Are they allowed to do that?
See, I don't know. I don't know the rules. So
that team won. The girl that got hurt, they won. So
there you go.
Whatever.
Right on, man. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. The Olympics are officially over, and I feel like I've learned a whole lot of nothing.
He says, when asked if he did that during the London Olympics, pee in the pool, he says, Michael Phelps says, not during the races, but I sure did before in warm-up.
What? Get it?
In
warm-up?
Because
it warms you up? Let's be honest. The pool's kind of cold, and sometimes it's like, dude, it's cold. And no, it's not. That's disgusting!
But it's funny that you know it's warm.
Well, yeah, I was...
that means you peed in the pool before.
Hey, when I was 8 years old, I was on the Four Hills Country Club swim team.
So you peed in the pool as well?
I was 8, bro. 8. Not 28. 8.
Oh, gross.
I'm just saying. Hey, good news.
Yeah.
It's 8:15.
There was a stalled vehicle on northbound I-25 at Comanche. I don't know if it's cleaned up, but okay. Be careful around that area. Also, school zones. You got to go slow in
school's
those areas.
School's back.
Yeah, school's back. Careful. There's also an accident eastbound Montgomery before San Mateo, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number's 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We were talking TV shows. Feel like we kind of moved on to the Olympics. What did you learn from the Olympics? 2 whole weeks of crazy sports, most of which I'd never even heard of, and I still feel like I didn't know all the rules for all the sports.
Yeah,
seriously.
I didn't.
Watching stuff, it was like, that dude just spit in his eye. you get a point for that.
Part of the game.
That's actually, it was like kids on the playground where they would just make up stuff as they go. Okay, I grabbed his hair and then you pulled him down by the elbow. Oh, well, you can't do that. That's the elbow grab.
No, that's part of the
negative
rules. That's part of the rules.
No, it's negative 2 points because it's the elbow.
I had my reflector shield on.
Ah! Okay. All right. Point for those guys. Wait, what? That's how I felt watching the Olympics like the whole time.
Well, did you see that whole update back in like for the, I think it was fencing or maybe, I don't know, but the timer was wrong. And because of a timer malfunction, the girl totally lost and she flipped out because of a timer malfunction,
right.
Which wasn't her fault. It was their fault, but it was still awarded accordingly.
Yeah. And then they tried to give her an honorary sympathy
medal. We're so sorry.
Yeah, she didn't accept it.
No, I wouldn't have either.
Yeah.
Dude.
I don't know.
It was no honor in that.
So many sports that weren't sports that just made me crazy.
Yeah, what could be an Olympic sport?
505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, watching all of the summer games, it just made me excited for winter games because at least I understand snowboarding and...
You go down the hill and don't fall.
Right, stuff like that. Hockey, I get. And so there were a lot of things that, like watching diving, it was like, and he's on his tippy toes and he jumped and did flippy twirly things. Wow.
It's over.
Right on. Okay, next guy. And it looks exactly the same. And it was like, well, how come? Oh, because the splash effect. Right. How are they gauging this? Like,
It's so weird. You're not supposed to make splashes.
Right.
I feel like
they should do an opposite sport where it was like the biggest cannonball, the biggest splash gets an award. That would be way cooler. I would actually watch that because it'd be easier to gauge.
Or like the best belly flop?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That would be outstanding. I would love stuff like that. Because to me, it was just like, oh, we got an 87.42969er. What? Static.
Hey, this is Lance.
Hey, Lance.
I have a perfect game for the Olympics.
All right.
Synchronized pogo stick.
That'd be amazing.
Would you have to like dance and twirl and like...
A whole bunch of bouncing.
Just a whole bunch of synchronized bouncing.
Yeah, my daughter would get gold.
Dude, you could get some really good pogo sticks too.
Dude, for reals. Right
on,
man.
Do some flips. Okay.
Yeah.
They're jumping on the Pogo 2010.
I've seen extreme pogo stuff. Like,
what?
Yeah, my kids watched a show on, I don't know, Nickelodeon or one of those kid channels.
Yeah.
And they had like an extreme pogo dude who was doing like crazy extreme like. Flips with the pogo stick and all kinds of... So maybe they could... I don't know. I feel like that would be more fun to watch.
It would. Have you ever seen the... It's like slacklining before where...
No.
It looks like those things that you tie to a car to make sure that things don't fly out of the back of the trunk or the back of the...
Oh, yeah.
You tie to trees or something... And
run at it as fast as you can. How far you bounce.
Yeah, clotheslining. That's okay. What it is. Yeah. No,
it's Red Rover.
No.
Oh.
So you get on the slack line. Your main goal is to get from one side to the other. But in the middle, you can do tricks. You can jump. It's crazy. Oh wait, did you see the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl halftime show with Madonna.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm like, of course I saw the Super Bowl. The halftime show? No.
Yeah. Well, she had some slackliners in her show so randomly, and it was probably the best part about it because it was the weirdest halftime show in the entire world.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, don't look, it's Madonna.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Dude, Olympic Red Rover would be the bomb.
so many broken arms.
That would be awesome.
We had a
I mean, not
that.
The broken arms part, but, you know, Olympic Red Rover.
Yeah, or just like little tag.
Yeah. Freeze tag.
Freeze tag.
Freeze tag.
Ninja tag. How cool would that be?
I would watch that on television.
Yeah.
I was going crazy. What was hard for me is to watch these people who trained for 4 years for a 7-second sport.
I know.
It was like, and they're off in the running, and they're running, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude, you trained for 4 years and came in sixth place. That sucks.
Yeah, dude.
I couldn't.
Try harder next
what
time.
What do you do with the rest of your life?
And it's not like something that they could have trained harder for. It was just the outcome of that one dive or whatever
right.
it was.
That's really what I want to know. It's like, that's literally what they do is they train for that moment and then the moment passes and it's like, what do you do after
I got one.
That?
Coin flipping.
Coin flipping?
Yeah, it's like 50-50 chance. It's, you have to.
You have to guess?
Yeah. Or coin, like, you have to, okay, always has to land on heads. Or
wow,
you know, so they have to have like
that would be
special
so
coins.
Boring.
You can't have any weighted coins.
That sounds like the dumbest game of all time.
Oh, you got it. You got heads. He got a heads. Yes. 50-50 shot.
Wow. Really?
I'm just saying.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Don't forget, coming up 9 o'clock, cover to cover. Harrison Hudson, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Smashing Pumpkins with the Culture Shock right there for you. You can find out all the details about Culture Shock at mystaticradio.com.
Indeed.
Yeah. Good morning, 8:33 now. Happy Monday. Steve on Mitch hanging with you.
Hey, what's up?
Coming up at 9 o'clock, cover to cover. Who are you?
Hey,
what are you
up?
Doing?
Just trying to be real chill.
You're like adding the last words to every sentence.
Yeah, I know. For real.
So, dude, check this out. Mike Roberts on Facebook.
He says, my daughters do competitive cheerleading, and it's now a sport, and rumors are it's going to be in the 2016 Olympics in Rio.
Nice!
Wow.
2016 Olympics Summer Games.
You're about to be school, because that stuff is intense.
Rio de Janeiro. No, I get it that it's all intense.
It's intense.
Jogging for, you know, a quarter of a mile is intense. I get it.
No.
Sprinting really hard.
No, the girls, and I guess some guys do cheerleading as well, but like,
yeah.
They're like all in. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And they cry if they don't win.
Here's what would make the Olympic Games better, all right? For like the running stuff.
What?
Get them in these crazy like room things, right? And you have the 8 lanes, and then behind them you have 8 other like cages. And so what you do is it's like, and as they start running, you throw up the
cages
and there's tigers. And you have to outrun the tigers. Because then it'd be like, go, go, go! And you'd really be cheering for them.
Scarier than tigers because, I mean, I know tigers will kill you.
Scarier than tigers?
Blue heelers. Those things nip at your ankles.
You are so fired.
No!
Blue heelers scarier than tigers?
Yeah.
Who
and
are you?
Okay. Tigers are scary. And I'm pretty sure if it's going to be in America, it can only... No, I'm pretty sure if it's only in America,
no.
You're going to
fail.
You're going to have to go by the laws.
Nothing
and
is scarier
healers.
Than tigers chasing you.
Bears.
Okay, well, bears are slower, though. Tigers are faster.
Cheetahs.
Cheetahs, yeah. But they have smaller heads.
Yeah, they can still maul you to death.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Or apparently raccoons. I've been reading a lot of stories about raccoons beating people up.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's like animals are just really attacking.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to find ways to make
apes.
The games more interesting.
Apes. Planet of the Apes.
Ooh, chasing
Dude.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess.
That'd be terrifying.
The Summer Games finally coming to an end. There was some cool stuff.
I guess.
I joke around. I loved watching. I'm trying to think. Like volleyball. Kind of crazy.
That was intense.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah.
I feel like they would school an entire team. Like just those two.
I couldn't.
They were all over the place.
Yeah, I couldn't play.
No.
No.
I couldn't do any of that. Are you kidding me?
Broken nose. Like,
so,
they totally hit me in the face on purpose.
Congratulations to everybody.
Yeah.
U.S. men's basketball team.
Right?
Won gold!
What about the U.S. women's basketball team?
They also won gold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you count them?
I do count them.
Why aren't you mentioning them then? I'm just asking.
Because I didn't watch them.
Okay.
I watched the guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Right. Whatever.
My wife played high school basketball, so she's like, you know, sporty spice.
Did she watch it?
She was excited, okay. I know, when they won. I don't know.
Okay, so what other games?
Could we invent?
Yeah.
Well, winter games coming up in 2 years. I like that.
Yeah.
How, you know, it's every 4 years, but every 2 years we have summer, winter, summer, winter.
Yeah.
So winter games coming up. There's already crazy games that people have invented, like the
snowman or igloo building.
See, these are all so boring sounding. Sounds awful. You would watch somebody build a snowman?
Snowball fights.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, there's like technique.
American Gladiator style? Like you can have the snowballs with like the do-do-do-do.
And here's the thing. You have the first day is the most boring day because it takes a while. But you have to build your fort. You have to build your hideout. All out of snow. And so they have like, you have to make your igloo. You have to
Sounds like the Hunger Games
and then
ice.
Dude, the Hunger Games? That'd be amazing. Except you don't kill. You don't really kill. You just take their flag or something.
Wow. See, stuff like that. That'd be cool.
That'd be really
cool.
Come on. And then like a snowball fight after. Like that's the big finale.
I feel like stupid TV shows like Wipeout.
Oh, yeah.
All those crazy like...
Ninja Warrior.
Right.
So cool.
Those made the Olympics kind of boring.
Yeah, because they totally do them every day.
Oh, that's all you do? You just run?
Yeah.
Like you just jump high?
These people run, they jump high, and they scale walls.
Oh, you're rowing in a boat. Where are you going? Are there sharks in the water? No? Okay.
Where's the danger?
Right.
Where's
the point of
level
this?
Five rapid?
Those actually, they had rapids.
Did they?
Yeah, like, I saw that.
Man-made rapids?
Yeah, and they had to like go through all these like barrier things, and they couldn't touch the poles or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
So there were some things that were kind of interesting.
Okay, skiing. Did you ever play that game? I think I've mentioned this. There's a game on the computer. You're skiing. You're like, oh, I'm getting it. I'm making it through the flags. I'm winning. And then the abominable snowman comes out and tries to eat you.
That would make the winter games more interesting.
Always get eaten. So, yeah.
There it is.
That.
Adding polar bears to the snow stuff. These are ways to improve the 2014 winter games.
Yeah.
Okay, polar bears from Lost.
Yes.
Added to the events. What else could improve?
What about snowboarding? Snowboarding would need to be something like just
I've
regular
got it.
Bears. Yeah.
Okay. So in the half pipe, right, you've got the half pipe, and that's where they're doing the crazy tricks. We'll have the two teams of snowball fighters on either side of the half pipe.
Yes.
So while the guys are going down the half pipe, the snowball fighters are throwing snowballs at each other. And as you're snowboarding down, you can't get hit by a snowball.
Yes.
Each time you get hit, it docks a point.
Yeah. And then there's another version where people have to, like, there's just people who are regular. They're just snowboarding. Like they're not really part of the competition.
They're just hanging out snowboarding.
They're snowboarding, and then the people who are actually part of the competition have to run. Like
I like that
in between the half pipe from one side to the other and not get hit.
Okay. Or downhill snowboarding, all right, where you're going down the mountain, and what you do is you put a whole school of new skiers in your way.
Yeah.
Place throughout the mountain.
And they're just pieing
just
the
kids.
Entire way.
Yeah, they're just wedging like all the way down, and you have to maneuver in between them all.
Yeah.
That would be more interesting. I'm just saying.
That would be awesome.
Maybe if they started doing hilarious things like that, the Olympics would be less boring to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch the Olympics? 505-338-3700, the phone number.
It's like, why do you think we enjoyed Goblet of Fire so much?
Right.
There was so much danger.
Right.
Like, Harry could have died the entire time.
I like how you immediately just equate everything to, like, Harry Potter books.
Yeah, well...
Half the audience
did
was
you
like,
read that?
What?
The Triwizard Tournament?
Yeah, nobody knows what you're talking
you
about.
You do.
I do.
And...
Because ABC Family had a marathon and... oh, it's on TV! I'm forced to watch it now all day.
Okay, like in the Triwizard Tournament, at the end, like, they can't... Okay, they've gone through the maze. Everything's crazy and I don't know. They finished everything, but then they have to answer a riddle.
What?
Like remember the Sphinx?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, so they have to answer.
These are all terrible ideas.
A riddle, and they're like, I have to think now. Like
yes.
I've just this has all just been so they have to use everything, like their muscle memory and their brain memory.
Couldn't you just spin them around in circles a bunch and then try and make them run straight?
Yeah, we can do that.
I'm pretty sure that's what we do to little kids.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is hilarious.
Or we could really just let the little kids come up with the Olympics because they come up with some pretty good games.
They have some pretty hilarious
ideas. That's the lava. That's the lava. You can't
Red is lava, okay? So you can't step on the red.
Otherwise, you're dead. Or you lost a leg.
Yeah. Now you have to hop on one foot. Now you have to hop on one foot because your right leg touched the lava.
My sword got your arm, so you don't have your left arm.
So next Olympics, what we do is we have the children of the Olympic Committee come up with the games.
Yes.
Because they would be way more interesting to watch.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Rules are always changing, too.
Yep. Constantly.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Got brand new music from Kenosis, part of the new Mars Hill record label. I'm loving everything I've heard from that label, man.
Yeah, so far, so good.
All My Tears, name of the song, Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Future Forestry, brand new music there, song called Chariots. I love that they have a new record.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Sounds good.
Steve and Mitch in the morning, hanging out with you on your Monday. We are 9 minutes away from cover to cover. We do a record front to back, cover to cover, in its entirety.
Every Monday.
Yeah, I'm excited. Brand new Harrison Hudson record, which actually put together, produced by Micah Talks.
Yes.
Friend of the show.
And
sent us this. Amazing stuff.
And he what's funny is that he wrote on the CD. He was like, here, maybe this one, and maybe this one, and this one. And then okay, so we listened to them, and then we listened to the whole album, and it's all amazing.
Yeah.
So we can't really pick and choose. It's just amazing. All
yeah,
of it.
Incredible stuff. So we'll be doing that cover to cover. In fact, they were giving this record away last week for free.
Noise Trade.
So yeah, if you don't know about Harrison Hudson yet, great new band. First record out under Micah Talks. And Kevin Daly, who is now with Civil Twilight.
Yes.
He used to be part of Ankrum Braille.
Mm-hmm.
Cool stuff, man. So, yeah, we'll be doing that this morning, 9 a.m., cover to cover. I got to talk about something.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of baseball. What can I say? It's my favorite sport.
It's all right. I like going to the games.
I watched this video and couldn't help but giggle and didn't know that this was possible, but I can see somehow myself being caught up in this. You know, when you go to baseball games, part of the fun is
George!
Exactly, right?
Uh-huh.
So you always get excited. Well, this last week, a minor league DJ was ejected from the game.
Why?
Yeah, this last Wednesday at Daytona Cubs.
And worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
All right, 9:01 now, which means it's time for cover to cover. And this one from a brand new band, Harrison Hudson. The record's called American Thunder, produced by Kevin Daly of Civil Twilight, formerly of Ankrum Braille, and Micah Talks.
Yep.
Current member of Ankrum Braille and Micah Talks.
Yeah.
Great record. In fact, these guys coming through town. In the near future.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that, but here it is. Harrison Hudson, cover to cover. Enjoy.
Be prepared to be happy.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Hudson needs a girlfriend.
Like the male version of Adele.
That's exactly what that was.
Yeah.
Cover to cover this morning. Harrison Hudson. Records called American Thunder. This is why you pre-listen to the whole thing before
what,
you.
What's really funny is that it starts out so happy and woo,
at the
this
start.
Is great.
No, it's not called
really.
At the start.
Not really, though. Love won't ever meet me at the start. It's kind of
that's true.
We should have... There was some foreshadowing going on that we...
Yeah, so I realized that this entire album is a relationship
And it really is, yeah. Songs at the start, Stay, Bookstore Girl, Indie rock and roll queen.
We skipped that one.
Cherish the one you got.
That one was good.
Run my way. Yeah.
Those.
You can tell it's like this back and forth. Really, really sad.
Like
sad, sadness.
I think what it was is this is a soundtrack for a movie, and all he's doing is just remembering.
Yep. This is, it was, but you know what? The truth is, we all go through relationship junk.
It's like 500 Days of Summer.
Right. That's exactly what I thought of.
Like, oh.
We've all been there. We've all had those moments where you're like, ugh, this is awful.
Yeah.
And yay, good news is we don't have to be stuck in those moments forever. So, yeah, there it is. Harrison Hudson, American Thunder. What'd you guys think? Celeste in studio with us.
I'm trying to come up with a caption for this awesome picture to give you.
Oh, yeah.
You were so depressed.
I was!
Like, there's so many things we could do with this picture right now. I don't know.
Yeah, we found you curled up in the studio, laying on the ground.
It's because I was listening to this record and it just started to depress me. I'm like, wow.
It took you back to a place you never wanted
Thank
to go
you,
again.
Lord, for my gorgeous wife and for the fact I don't have to deal with this anymore. So, because it was just kind of depressing.
So both of you look at me as if.
Yeah. So, single girl.
How you feeling?
How you feeling? You all right?
After that.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to respond.
So what you do is you post it to Instagram and then just have people caption it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here, caption
that photo.
Post it to
this is going on
Instagram.
My personal one.
Oh. You should post it to My Static Radio Instagram as well as Facebook.
There you go.
And then it'll go to Twitter by default.
Okay, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
There you go. I don't have the Instagram on mine.
But you should, okay.
It's My Static Radio.
It's My Static Radio, and then the same password.
Stop
We're not going to talk about passwords
not that password.
Not that password, no.
Our password.
Our password.
For everything, because we're lame. I feel like if somebody ever got a hold of that, they would have access to the static universe, because we're all like, oh, there's way too many of us to try and come up with a bunch of different passwords. Here's the same one. Over and over.
But good luck figuring it out.
Yeah, it's pretty impossible.
Yeah. It's hard for me to type.
Yeah.
But
it's John 3:16. I'm just kidding.
The whole thing, no spaces, correct grammar.
Could you imagine?
Comma.
Oh, that'd be the worst, because it's always, you type in a letter and then it like disappears. So you're like, wait, what sentence was
I
on?
That's like our staff, what is it, the staff Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
This crazy long password.
Yeah. Well, that's because the waste department's
period,
smart.
It's instrumental.
So, yeah.
It has
purpose. It's very smart. And that's, is there like a, when you're doing a password, is there like a, hey, passwords, I know there's a minimum, like it has to be at least 8 characters, but is there like a, it can be no longer, it's like a tweet, it can be no longer than 140 characters.
Yeah.
Your password?
I
don't know.
I haven't ever tried that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've missed a bunch of my passwords. I've messed them up.
Yeah, I've done that plenty of times.
So often it's like, oh, you need a number and a capitalized and like a double letter here. And I'm like, oh my God.
I'm too lazy to try and figure those out. It's awful. So
no,
I have like my go-to passwords. I have a few, but
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is 9:33 now. We're going to post this photo. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, Instagram.
Caption it
for us. There you go.
Instagram, My Static Radio.
That's it. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, some Johnny Cash. Also, Tall Heart on the way. Steve-O and Mitch and Celeste.
See in the morning.
Static Radio.
Sorry, yes. All right.
Tall Heart. Drunk Kids right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Hola.
So why is that song called Drunk Kids?
Because it's about this generation right now throwing everything away, like sexually, whateverly, mostly sexually, for nothing.
They get
like, hey, this is the next generation. This is the next generation of fathers, of mothers, and this is what you're doing. This is how you're choosing to live your life.
There's that line, oh, my brother, you're keeping me alive.
My brother, you're keeping me
alive.
In your blood. Yeah. So, well, we actually talked to those guys during the Static 500.
Nice.
Friends with Steven and called in, and that was it. It was basically the idea that, one, we as a church need each other. We need that fellowship. We need to be able to go to one another, because right now, sadly, most of us are just making stupid decisions, just kind of doing whatever we want and fulfilling the lusts of the flesh and just kind of acting like fools. And so the idea is like, hey, man, it ought not to be that way. And we need each other. We need to be able to hang on to each other and cling to each other and say, hey, man, I'm struggling right now. And we need to be unshockable listeners. We need to be able to go to each other and say, dude, I'm dealing with this right now. And so I need prayer. And I need you to hang out with me. And the problem is right now, I think a lot of people... It's hard, dude. You don't want to, you know, it's like, I really want to open up, but to be completely honest, I don't feel like I can because nine times out of 10, all I'm going to do is be absolutely destroyed by my friends or, you know.
What I like about that song or any song that's like that is that they kind of, they tell us this is what's actually going on in the world.
Right.
Not too long ago, we all, well, Celeste didn't go, unfortunately, to a concert.
I was getting my hair blonder.
You're getting your hair did.
It was fine. But yeah, so it was most, there was two Christian bands or, the Christians in the band. And then there were two people, there was a band and then
Reliant K.
A solo guy.
Academy is Hello Goodbye and House Heroes.
Yeah, so two of them are not Christian bands.
Right.
And people were, I had some students there and it was really cool, like getting to listen to them and then be like, well, why did they say that? Are they a Christian band? I'm like, no.
I'm like, the dude was drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon from stage. I'm thinking not.
Yeah, but they didn't.
But,
they didn't,
I mean, you never know.
They didn't get that. And so they're like, well, why are they touring with a Christian band? Don't they know? I'm like, yeah, welcome to the world.
Right.
where we're called to be a light.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so getting them to see that, like, this is the real world. I'm so glad that they were there, that I was able to tell them, this is it. This is how it actually is.
And the cool thing is the lead singer of the Academy, as he was doing a solo project, like an acoustic tour, and he was actually on the same tour bus with Reliant K because it was just one dude, so they let him tour with him on their bus and hanging out in there. And so it's cool because that's it, being a light, hanging out, saying it doesn't have to always be like this, but being real and not condemning and saying
like,
oh man, I can't believe you're living like this. You're so going to hell. I'm so thankful for God's word. On my way to work this morning, I have Johnny Cash reads the New Testament.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to Romans 7, 8, and 9 this morning on my way into work, and just that reminder, Paul saying, man, we continue to do what we don't want to do, and we don't do the things that we ought to be doing. Mm-hmm. And, oh, wretched man that I am, who will save me from this? You know, and it's like, praise be to Jesus Christ, because he did save us. He did redeem us. Mm-hmm. And Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And I think a lot of times we as Christians, we're struggling, we're hurting, we're beat down by the world, because let's be honest, this world sucks. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of difficult choices to be made. There's a lot of times where it's hard and where we're confronted with something and we fail at times. Mm-hmm. And those are the times where we need each other to be able to go, dude, I'm hurting, I'm struggling, I'm falling apart. I got a couple of accountability friends that I can call and who can call me, and we can say, dude, I'm dealing with this right now. I need you to pray for me. I need you to help me. Just lift me up right now and let's hang out and be real with each other. And it's incredible when that can happen. But sadly, more often than not, I think we're too fearful because it's like, oh, I can't talk to anybody about this because they're not going to understand. They're going to judge me. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And sadly, in the past, I've been hurt by people. So it's hard for me to even want to open up to others and say, you know, I'm dealing with this right now, because it's like, oh, here we go. You know, here's your struggle. Good luck.
Well, how can we be real with everyone else if we can't even be real with the people we say that we're closest to?
Right.
So that's what's cool about that song, Drunk Kids by Tall Heart, is that they're being real. Like, this is actually happening. And so it's really cool to see that perspective and hear it in a song.
Yeah, absolutely. So there it is. We are done. If you missed a part of the show, you can always podcast us at mystaticradio.com. In fact, that's what you're about to go to.
Yeah. So what'd you guys talk about?
We talked about ALF.
Olympic Games.
The 80s TV show known as ALF, Alien Life Form. Do you remember ALF?
That weird thing that looks like a...
Yes.
Like kind of like
looks
a pig.
Looks like nothing. It's like everything wrong all in one.
Yes. He's amazing. And he had a constant desire for their cat. He tried to eat the cat.
I got that on a Draw Something app once. And I was like, what is ALF?
Dude!
And I
Now you'll know, because they are making him into a live action feature film. Yeah.
What does he do? Eat ants?
He's awesome! Come on!
He looks like an anteater, huh?
He's ALF!
He's like wanders
ALF.
Anyway, so we're talking about 80s TV shows that should be awesome movies these days. You know.
And then Olympics.
And Olympics.
And
know.
Then we played Harrison Hudson.
Yeah, and then we all...
And then Siwa fell on the floor.
Yeah, and then I fell on the floor. And now we're leaving you with some Thrice. Have a great rest of your Mondays. Sally, you will be back at 6?
Yep.
All right, cool. We'll see you then.
See ya.
Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.